$50 can be determined first. I realize that there are quite a few new people from time to time in class. And what we teach here is kind of hard to get over to. For the simple reason why is because they have never been taught the truth. Now, somebody would want to dispute that, though. Yes, we have, and all we have. Now, I don't know whether you noticed it. I think it was night before last. They had a crusade 5 hours on the Channel 5 for Christ to evangelize the world. They had the little paper or whatever you want to call it, the example, I should say, the circulation, and other means of communication to the whole entire world. And they were asking people all over the world to contribute to it and to pick up the telephone and call one another their attention so that those who were responsible for the broadcast and the message to the world, they would hear what they had to say and communicate with it. Now again, there was another speaker on the TV. As I tell you all the time, to watch the news. See, we're right down in the close of the age and you learn a lot if you just keep your eyes open. And now, since that crusade was to evangelize the world for Christ, the Lord, God, you can see how valuable this teaching is here.
Right.
Now, this other one that testified or talked of the TV or the newscast, he was talking about how Ireland and England, the Roman Catholics and the Protestants, have been fighting for a long time already in England, killing up one another. There's no possibility of reconciling under no circumstances or conditions. And therefore, the commentary said this, that Christianity was a failure. That's what it said. Now, that's what we said in our book.
Right.
Christianity is a failure. Now, it's a failure. Now, you may not think that it is, you see, but it is a failure. It's already done failure. It's nothing more than plain, downright idolatry.
That's right.
That's right. That might be hard to say, but nevertheless, it is true. Now, let me give you some of the background. First, to begin with, we don't never have a class. At no time. But what we don't have the MC to get up and tell you what the true names of our Heavenly Father is. We just don't have no practice without it. Then we tell you what our purpose and objective is. Great. And then on top of all of that, we take the scriptures. And we don't twist them up. We tell you just as the scriptures are there. Now, me, myself, I'd like to say this, from this book. I had a vision and a revelation in the year 1931. I don't have to ask nobody no information about nothing.
All right.
I do know what I am talking about. And when I tell you something, that's just the way it is. Been that way for 43 years. And I don't think that there's another person on earth, really, that can stand up and say that they have made predictions, if you want to call it predictions, for 43 years about world events, and they come to pass just as we said. I don't think you know anybody.
No.
I told you when celebrities and potentates would die.
Right.
I told you when earthquakes and so forth and so on would be. And there's many people in this school that have been healed of all kinds of diseases. And it's nothing strange for some to be sprung on in hospitals now, see, such as curing of cancer and other diseases. Now, I not mean any mouth about it at all. I just get right up and tell you, plain, straight, and flat-footed, I can't heal nobody. Now, if I can't heal nobody and something happens to these folks, then you've got to contribute either to the Yahweh or the devil. You've got to, you simply got to do that. You see what I mean? And there's no faking about this thing. Now, let me tell you something else. I used to be an insurance man. And each week, I had an account to balance. And if you made any errors or any mistakes, then you see that account wasn't balanced. See? And now we have a lot of college people to work in as an insurance business. And I've seen them work 2 or 3 days, not able to find the errors and mistakes that they made. See, and just give up. And then they'd have to go take it to the manager or somebody to try to help them find them. Oftentimes, he couldn't find them. So, by and by, they put me on the road. I was chief inspector and accountant and auditor for the Mammoth Life and Accident Insurance Company. And I would go on districts, 22 of them to be more specific, in 7 states. And I would tell those people. Now, what I come here for was to straighten up your account. And in the meantime, to rezone this whole entire district so that the agents wouldn't be crisscrossing one running over that for 2 or 3 cases and burnt a lot of gasoline running over here. See, if you had anything in your area that belonged to an agent in some other area, there's a bulk of it. Well, then we'd transfer it, and that's so that you wouldn't have to run all over the place. I said, now you just might as well straighten up your account. Now, if there's no mistake that you can make that I can't find, I'm telling you in advance. We're going to find all of them.
Right.
What they said, we heard the wind blow before. That's right. And with a lady in Columbus, she said that she'd been on the district 8 years. And she'd seen many of the officials come from the Home Office. And they were just as inefficient in finding these errors and whatnot as was the manager and so forth and so on. Well, after I told you that, see, now I want you to know what I'm talking about and why I brought that up. See, these dispensations are needed, they must balance.
All right.
You must find all the errors and the mistakes. See? And that thing, you got that number behind your name, is reverend or a doctor or something other like that, maybe a priest. That don't mean nothing. Just like the folks that they sent up from the Home Office to inspect and to audit these districts. See? You follow? Okay, then we got started. And so, the first account, now I didn't have to go out on the field. That wasn't my job. But I did. I went right out and worked right with the agency. And the company was opposed to me doing that because they said they said I lowered the dignity of my office. Said I should send the managers and the superintendents out there to do that. Well, none of them weren't able to do it. Nowhere in the city. And I never seen an insurance company, an industrial insurance company, that one of the black folks that could do it. So I didn't want to get on the and just make a long story real short and to save some time. I didn't want all that damn work with the city. Then when I come down to find the mistakes, and all I take is book start at page 1. They can count right in here. Then did you put that down there? Does 2 and 2 make 5? I said, no, 2 and 2 don't make 5. I said, who put that down there? I said, well, I did that. I said, don't you know I overlooked that? Said, now, you think about how people overlook things in the Bible. See, I'm trying to show you something. See? So then we go on through it. Maybe the count maybe says 50 or 45 cents or 97 or 79 cents or something like that, you see. But, well, when you correct that, If it was 50 cents, you had 45 more cents to find. So there's some more errors in that somewhere, see? And when you got through with it, then it might be $1.50 or $2 or $3 over. See, then you have to straighten up the whole thing. In other words, you have to put it down exactly and unerringly in order to find it. You understand what I'm talking about?
Right.
Now, that's what I got paid for. That's what I earned my living for. The Mammoth Life and Accident Insurance Company, the domestic insurance company, would bet you all they could wreck, scrape, bar, and steal that you couldn't fool me for one penny.
Right.
You couldn't do it. See, I knew my job, I knew how to go about it. See? And I did. And I did for years. Now, when I come to Los Angeles, I've been out of the insurance business since 1955. Well, it wasn't really 1955, it was 57. But I'd been off that job. And I went clear back down to ground zero. I always been working for a living. So that's what I did. But I quit that stop nap job in 1955. See, November the 11th, that line began. See? So Dr. Grossman then made me quit the insurance business exactly in 1957. Right? And I worked 4 days since then. That is on payroll.
Yeah.
But now what I'm trying to tell you now is, you see, now you had a company there with millions of dollars, see, and sometimes a quarter, 50 cents, and $1, $1.50, and $2 in the family, and like a day, see, and all. And you had to take maybe a $300 account made up of that, just that kind of kitchen feed, so to speak. See, and then you have to find all the errors, you know, and mistakes that person made. And you go through that book and you find some mistakes and errors. And the man just done overlooked them until he just got sick and tired. See? And sometimes they would think, well, this setup isn't right. See, that's what they would think. See? Say, where did they take this account off? There's something wrong with it, see? And always we have to run our hand in our pocket and put in some money to make this thing bounce right. See, but if you did it right, see, like it ought to be, you see, you wouldn't have to do that. See, you don't have no business giving nothing, not taking nothing from it, put it down like it is. Now, I said that to show you how the Bible was. See, and how each and every one of these dispensations and agencies must happen. They must be exact. Look at Isaiah 28, 9 and 10 to begin with. And also look at Isaiah 8 and 20. And remember, this is not Isaiah talking.
All right.
See? I never had it read.
Isaiah 28, 9 and 10.
That's getting a hurt.
Whom shall he teach knowledge?
Now look, whom shall Yahweh teach knowledge? See, can't nobody tell us nothing. See, we're already smart enough. See, we've got our own doctrine. Paul said this. Why is it when you come together, the Corinthians? Every one of you has his own doctrine. Yahshua the Messiah said, my doctrine is not my own, but him the same. And now, whom shall you teach doctrine? Whom will Yahweh teach doctrine? Not both. All of you sitting under the sound of my voice know that all of the church, the religious world, I said, they are separated and they're divided and on the spirit. Is that right?
Right?
Now, you all know that. There's no need of no argument or debate about that. Is that right?
Right.
All right. Now, here's Yahweh talking. Then whom shall you teach? Knowledge. See? So while you got that, just hold that for a minute and run over there to Timothy. I think it's 1 Timothy 3:16. And we'll be right back. I'm after that word knowledge. And doctrine. That's what I'm after now, please.
2 Timothy 3:16.
2 Timothy, instead of words. 2 Timothy 3:16. Would you mind reading?
all the scripture that is given.
Now, look, read it out of the King James Version, and then we'll come back to this.
All scripture
is given by inspiration of God.
That's wrong. All scripture is not given by inspiration of God. Now, how about that? Now, all of the scripture that is given by the inspiration of God. They see the difference in the reading? All right. Now, read.
All the scripture that is given by inspiration of Yahweh is profitable for doctrine.
Now, this is profitable for doctrine. Lovely, that means this. That your doctrine and Dr. Jackson's doctrine should be the same.
Right.
See? You don't have no business with a Roman Catholic doctrine and a Protestant doctrine and a Baptist doctrine and a Methodist doctrine. Why? Because all of this scripture that is given by the inspiration of Yahweh, it is profitable for doctrine.
All right,
read.
For reproof.
Now, you see, now that almost made me bring up something else. See? That almost made me have to say, well, that's it is.
All right.
See? For reproof. Well, let's read the sentence of the verse that I'm reading. This was
For correction.
See, when we can't correct you by the scripture that is given by the inspiration of Yahweh, you see what I'm talking about? If we can't correct you by that, and we can't be corrected by ourselves, then there's something wrong tonight. You follow?
Mm-hmm. All right. For instruction.
Now, it's given for instruction in righteousness. See? All right, read on. That the man of Yahweh may be perfect.
Yeah.
Wanting nothing. All right, read.
Thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Thoroughly furnished. See, with all good works. See, read them.
That's it.
Now go back. Now you see, it's profitable for correction, for instruction, for doctrine.
Yes.
Is that right?
Right.
All right, now then, whom shall he teach that? Shall he teach the Roman Catholics? Or shall he teach the Protestants? Say one thing and another saying another thing, and the Baptists, they saying something different from the Methodists?
No.
Do you think?
Yeah.
What you're really doing is denying the existence of Yahweh when you do that.
Right.
All right, read.
And whom shall he make to understand doctrine?
Now, who is he going to make to understand doctrine? See? Now, who is Yahweh going to make to understand doctrine? See? See, you're so hard-headed, Yahweh can't tell you nothing. Therefore, you can't understand them. You got your own carnal concept about it. And that's where the divisions among you come. She doesn't have it?
Yes.
All right.
Read. Them that are weaned from the milk.
Now you see, you have the altar milk box. And then that's the altar breast. See? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Read.
For a precept must be
now,
upon
just, the just a minute. Just a minute. That's why I told you about balancing these accounts. See? Because these ages and dispensations of time, they have to balance. The only way you can get them to balance precepts must be upon precept.
Right.
And line must be upon line. Now, a lot of folks may not know what I'm talking about because, as I said before, see, you haven't been taught nothing.
Right.
See, and just reading that don't mean a thing. It don't mean you understand. Now here's precept upon precept. me show you what I mean by that. Try to get up on that chart there. Start back there, scratch back there in the 80s. Right there. Now that's the creation. He's starting right here with this. Now he could go on back into the angelical, but really we're going to take it from here. From Adam and Eve in the garden, down to the floor. See, is that right?
That's right.
That's what you got there?
First day.
That's the first day. Then from the floor down to the crucifixion of Yahshua the Messiah and the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. That's another thing. Is that right?
That's right.
Then, from where we are now, and then go on down to the next stage, which we're living in the next stage, see, must open there, see. Now, what's that?
That's the third age or the present age.
That's all. So what is it? What's in?
Oh, the age of the Holy Spirit. The age of grace, or the age of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, I see. That's where we are now.
That's where we are now, right? That's from Pentecost down to the present day.
Yeah. Then what's after that?
After that is the age of immortality.
Immortality. Right. See? Now you look at me over here now, see? And you stay right there. Each one of these ages. You read it out there. Line must be upon line.
For precept must be upon
precept. That's right.
Precept upon precept.
Precept upon precept.
Line upon line.
You see this line here? Now that's a blood line. See, that's blood line. See, that's moving on up to the next. That's a water line. See? Where'd you get that idea, concept? The pattern dictates it,
right?
They all forget it. The tabernacle that Yahweh gave instructions to Moses to build in the wilderness. You see what I mean? See? So then your blood is out there, and you go in the gate and on the altar. That's blood, is that right?
That's right.
What's the next one?
The labor.
Next what?
Water.
That's right. What's the next?
Next is the holy anointing oil.
That's right.
The spirit.
That's right. Now go back over yonder. Now you see what he just said there? Mm-hmm. See, that's got to come from there on down the way he stopped at.
That's right.
And it's just got to be line upon line. The blood line has got to be like this. The water line has got to be like that. Then what's the next line, Grace?
Spirit line.
Spirit line. See, that's got to be.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. Now look, folks. Now this is what we're talking about. We're talking about how your Bible is written.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. We're talking about how Yahweh's purpose works. It never at no time digresses or deviates. It always balances.
All right.
Do you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. All them figures have got to be in the right place. Time to give you figures. See? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Now, it just must be like that. From where? From the creation of the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
You see that, huh? Now you know just as well as I do. If a boy understood that and knew it, see, we would have a much better world.
That's right.
There wouldn't be no such thing as Protestants and Roman Catholics or fighting and carrying on. And the inability to reconcile one another. See? Now, what has to happen here? See? Read Isaiah 28:9
again. Whom shall he teach knowledge?
Listen, we're talking about Yahweh teaching me knowledge. Not you going down here to some college, all right? Or you following some path or someplace, you see?
But that's not what we're talking about. Not following some pope. Not following some cardinal. You see? I'm not following just somebody that claims to be a good teacher or a righteous person out there. You see what I mean? That is what we're talking about. It's whom shall Yahweh teach not. See? Now then, this is Moses. See? Now, whom is he going to teach that? Says them that are weaned from the breast. Is that right?
Right.
And drawn weaned and drawn from the breast. Is that right?
Right.
Now hold that right there. And get the sixth chapter of Hebrews. Now we're going to come back to this line of mine.
Therefore, leaving the principles of...
Now, just a minute. You have to get the principles first.
All right.
See? You have to get the basic principles of it first. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine. Now, look at that. Since you write that book and in the fifth, I didn't get that milk. Thank you, guys.
Or when for the time ye ought to be teachers.
Now remember, why are you reading it?
Hebrews 5:12.
Now those are Jews. Mm-hmm. Those are Hebrews. Now listen, Freddie. Mm-hmm. It wasn't given to the Gentiles.
All right.
See? It was given to the Jews. So the Jews were the ones that had. See? You follow?
Right. Yes.
So now it says, when the time comes, when they ought to be capable and qualified, see, to be teaching somebody else, they themselves need the body.
Yeah.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Read it out there.
For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, mm-hmm. ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principle.
See, that would be the first principle. See, you have need that somebody teach you, which be the first principle.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right.
Now you see where we are? Now, if we could get together, all of us religious folks could get together if we understood the first principle. And if Yahweh had taught us.
Okay.
Now, the devil done told us something.
Yeah.
And it went to our heads. See? See? You follow?
Yeah.
That's the way it is. Yeah. See, you have to put perfection in your work.
That's right.
See? Now, his purpose, he does not change. There's nothing we can wash your around about. Doesn't trust it in anybody else's hand. He takes care of it himself.
All right. All right.
Now, let's get some of these principles. Now, go down to the sixth chapter of the first verse.
Therefore, leaving the principle...
Now, therefore, after you have gotten and received them, mm-hmm. and you don't have no need of nobody to teach you the first principles and the basic principles, you understand, fundamentals, then you leave there. Now, let's see what the principles are. Read.
Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of the Messiah,
mm-hmm.
let us go on unto perfection.
See, let's leave the principles of the doctrine of the Messiah. He said his doctrine was not his own. Says, but let us go on unto perfection. Say, three.
Not laying
now,
again.
Now, just a minute now.
Right.
Not laying again. You see? All right, read on that.
Not laying again the foundation of repentance.
Not laying again the foundation of repentance. Now, what's that?
All right.
You heard about John the Baptist out there. Baptizing, is that right? That's the foundation. That's the principle, you see. Is that right? Another one is circumcised the day that you was born. Those five principles. See?
Yes.
To the Hebrews. You follow that now? But now you go back and you lay again. Lay again, too.
All right.
See? You get baptized out there in some of these denominations. Then you decide you quit that and go to another. And they say, well, you wasn't baptized right.
going to baptize you over. You got the proof. He's been baptized four times, you say. That's right, John. And never got nowhere in either time. That's being honest about it.
Right.
See, now you just can't come up lying to us.
Right.
See? Baptismal repentance. First principle. Circumcised 8 days after you're born. Now we got you from 8 days after birth. See? And then, now, there's Romans chapter 3, baptized infants. Jesus was baptized at 30. And you say they're following the footsteps of Jesus. How about that? You see that? Now, that's different.
Yes.
See? Now, here, let's get that baptism. See? Infant baptism. In the womb.
Yeah.
Every child is conceived. Understand? And that fetus is in the water, in the womb. And it's in underneath. There's no water in the womb. That's his baptism. Now, there isn't anybody in here that hasn't been baptized like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How about that?
Right.
Now, that's baptism of penance.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yahweh did that.
Yeah.
See, then Yahweh baptized Adam.
Right.
In the creation of the world. See? He was in ungenerated.
In the world, earth was covered by water.
Every fiber, every tissue, and every cell, and every sinew was baptized in that water.
Right?
Then if that be the case, then Yahshua the Messiah. He's got to come along and be baptized. Israel was baptized in the Red Sea. See, now you got the blood and your water. Is that right?
Right.
And then you got the Spirit. That child is in undenated and water. See? And when he's born, he's going to be some water.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. And then there's going to be some blood.
Yeah.
You want to argue about that?
No.
See? So that your blood and your water, the Spirit. Your blood, David, the Spirit. Your blood, water, Spirit. That's the same all of them. See, that mind is on mine. Precept upon precept. See? Is that the way your preacher talks?
No.
See that
now?
You can't divert from it. Yahweh didn't. If he did, this thing wouldn't work like this. See? And he worked it this now. Are you listening now?
Yes.
He worked it all the way from the creation of the world. Right on down to the present. Hasn't been no change. He does not digress from that work. Not what your problem is. You see, you haven't had nobody to teach you.
Right.
Now, go back. But now we better finish this up. Take chapter 2.
Therefore, leaving the beginnings on the principles of the doctrine of the Messiah, let us go on unto perfection.
Now, wait a minute. Now, last night we talked. We had a little fast hour. So we talk. See, about these dispensations of war. We talked about from the Garden of Eden to the flood. And we talked about from the flood down to the crucifixion, outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Then we talked about from here on over here. This is the revelation of Yahshua by the Messiah from heaven on the age of the mortality. It's coming all over you, see. Coming across his mind. Then we come on from here, on over in here. And we finally got back home.
All right.
Where we are.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. In other words, are you, this is where you are now. What's in the age to come? What is in the age to come? Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is he's going to read about it. See? What is in the age to come? See, then after that, what's going to be? Don't you see where you're cornered? See, you can't do nothing with this back here. You say nothing about this, don't what, what's in it. Now, just listen here, folks. There's 7 ages, 7 days in a week, 7 weeks in the weekly cycle, 7 months in the cycle of months, 7 years in the cycle of years, 7 millenniums in the cycle, that's about 7 millenniums in the cycle, and 7 ages in the cycle of ages. You see what I mean? So now you have got to keep that same thing through all of these 7 dispensations and ages. You see what I mean? Now that's the doctrine of Yahweh. You have to believe those principles. And then when you get that, those principles, then you have a profound knowledge of Yahweh and no devil incarnated in a physical body standing in the full prison on the day of the fool.
Right.
The fool in you is over.
That's right.
All right. Read on down here.
Therefore, leaving the beginning.
Now, we want you to see what some of these principles are. See? Read on.
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of the Messiah, let us go on unto perfection.
Let us go on unto perfection.
Not laying again the foundation of repentance.
Not laying
words.
Again the foundation for repentance. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Listen, Freddie. Some dead words. What is a dead word?
All right.
See? Right. Now, Joshua and Messiah, they haven't got that straight yet. Good, good.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Maybe you better start that. Hold that right there. Don't forget now. See, now, we're talking about dead works. Now, we want to see what Messiah is doing to cause these works to be dead. All right. Matthew 3:14.
Then cometh Joshua from Galilee to Jordan unto John to
then
be baptized.
Joshua from Galilee to Jordan to be baptized of John.
But John forbade him, saying,
I have need to be baptized of thee. I have need to be baptized of thee.
And comest thou to me?
And comest thou to me? Now before we move, I want you to understand that there wasn't nobody to do that. There wasn't a Gentile in the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
So you be a little Baptist now. Realize they said no, John didn't baptize no Gentiles.
No.
Right.
There wasn't no Gentiles baptized in the Red Sea back then. So if there wasn't unbaptized yet, there can't be unbaptized yet. Why not? Because John is in a Yahshua's full of feelings. See? Yeah, you see that now. Now what we're talking about, we're talking about the principles. The basic, the fundamental thing as pertaining to the doctrine of Yahweh. Whom shall be Yahweh teach knowledge? See? Who will he make to understand doctrine? Does the wind from the breast. Milk is drawn from the breast. Is that right?
Right.
Right.
Okay.
See? All right. Read.
And Joshua answering said unto him.
Now, this is a repeat doc. So somebody doesn't know the call.
Then cometh Joshua from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him.
Now, let me show you that. See? Now, you see some of this picture right here. It looks like it's out of place. That. Because it's lined up with this blood. See, crucifixion down in Egypt. See, they rose up in Egypt after the Passover. See, say that makes me have to tell you something else that you've been fooling with. See, there wasn't nobody but the Jews down there at the Passover.
Right.
See, now look at the Roman Catholic Church and the Protestant Church. Do you see?
Then when Messiah come in full privilege. See, he couldn't have nobody at that trouble but the Jews.
Right.
But not there wasn't a Gentile there at all. See? The Father. Now look, folks, we're not down here to debate no argument. You don't have no argument about that. So you just might as well shut your mouth and be tired. See? It wasn't given to them.
Right.
In the first place. Therefore, Roman Catholics had no business going with it in the first place.
Right.
And neither did the Protestants.
Right. Right.
They weren't even invited to the party.
Right.
Now we're talking about the principles of the doctrine.
Right.
See? See that, Milton?
Yes.
See how you've been fooled? See how you've been duped? All right then, listen, now here's why I come to this. Now you see, they rose up at that Passover, it was dark down there at that night, when they ate that Passover. They slain that lamb on the 14th, and they ate on the 14th. They drawn him out of the flock on the 15th, I mean on the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Kept him up to the 14th.
Yeah.
Now you pay attention this time. See, because, see, this would be hard to understand if you didn't pay attention to what I'm going to say here.
Right.
You'd be looking up there and the rest of your life and you wouldn't understand this.
Right.
That's right. Okay. Now, in the 12th chapter of Exodus, he told them to take a lamb out of the flock on the 10th and feed him over to the 14th and eat it on the 14th. That night. That night.
Right.
You heard me, I said night. Now haven't they been eating Lord supper and all in your church on the in the daytime? Mass in the daytime? Answer me!
Yes.
All right, now then. See, then they got up, they ate it in haste, they got up from there and went 3 days journey to the Red Sea. From Ramesses to the Red Sea. And they were baptized in the flowering in the sea. Is that almost right?
Amen.
Now what Dr. Harris is reading here, say, Joshua is fulfilling this. Say, keep on.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to this. They had to, each one of them had to eat this land in their own houses. If you want me to, I'll read the 12th chapter. I'll read something in the 12th chapter of Exodus. Read it to you. If you don't think I'm telling it straight.
It's great.
Yeah. David, you come back to that, David. You got it. All I think I've terrified. I want you to see how it was done.
Right.
Roman Catholics and the Protestants, neither one of them never have done it right. And the reason for it is because, see, y'all ain't had no contact and communication with them. You see what I mean? They haven't followed the scriptures. You see what I mean? Okay, read.
12th chapter of Exodus.
12th chapter of Exodus.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt,
mm-hmm.
saying,
mm-hmm. Now, this is what it says.
This month shall be unto you the beginning of month.
Now that's the part of the
year, the beginning of month.
Mm-hmm. All right, read.
It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Which shall be the first month of the year to you.
Read. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel.
Speak. Oh, now just a minute. Now that, listen here, you've got to read what's in the book.
Right.
Try reading that again.
Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel.
Did you hear that? He said to the congregation of Israel.
Right.
You didn't say nothing about the Arabs or the Egyptians.
No.
Or the Gentiles. Did it?
No.
If you did, oh, you missed it both now. This is Yahweh talking to.
Yes,
see, all right. And say what to them?
Saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall...
day of this month.
They shall take to them every man a lamb.
They shall take to them every man a lamb.
According to the house of their father.
According to the house of their father.
A lamb for an house.
A lamb for a house.
And if the household be too little for the lamb,
mm-hmm.
let him and his house take it according to the number of souls.
Mm-hmm.
Every man according to his eating shall make your account.